Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin promised to safeguard globalism from Trump. By Francis Martel on May 8, 2025. Genocidal Chinese dictator Xi Jinping held an extended private meeting and press event alongside Russian strongman Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday, in which he declared that China and Russia were ready to safeguard the global multilateral trading system, presumably from President Donald Trump. Xi is in Moscow this week to attend Russia's victory parade, in which it celebrates the end of World War II and pursues its goal of erasing America's critical role in defeating Nazi Germany. Russian Victory Day festivities focus on praising the defunct Soviet Union and feature prominent guests from some of Russia's top Marxist allies, including China, Cuba, and Venezuela. Russia has previously referred to D-Day, when American troops stormed the beaches of Normandy and turned the tides of World War II, as not a game changer. Chinese state media published images of Xi and Putin shaking hands after their exchanges in private. The two reportedly signed some joint documents unavailable to the press at press time. In remarks to the press, Xi acknowledged the importance of downplaying the reality that the U.S. military was indispensable in winning World War II for the Allied powers, stating that China will help Russia in dutifully and bravely protecting the truth about the history of World War II. The Chinese People's Liberation Army, PLA, will march in Friday's Victory Day parade and has been practicing all week in Red Square. Preparations for the parade have continued amid threats of attack from Ukraine. Putin invaded Ukraine in 2014, annexing its Crimean Peninsula, and escalated to a full-scale invasion in 2022. Ukrainian troops have since responded by occupying parts of Russia in the Kursk and Byronsk oblasts and as recently as this week targeted Moscow's airport with aerial attacks, threatening guests to the World War II events. The Russian government announced an alleged unilateral ceasefire with Ukraine to take place during the anniversary of the end of the war. China, previously a friendly country to Ukraine, has failed to condemn the Russian invasion, offering itself instead as a potential mediator in peace talks. China's attempts at shuttle diplomacy between Russia and Ukraine in 2023 resulted in no meaningful changes in the status of the war. In his remarks on Thursday, Xi also emphasized the current unprecedented global changes for dictatorships like theirs and promised China's cooperation in injecting valuable stability and positive energy into the world, noting that China has for years been a main contributor to and stabilizer of global economic growth. Xi said China stands ready to work with Russia to safeguard the global multilateral trading system and keep the industrial and supply chain stable and unimpeded, the Chinese state-run Xinhua News Agency reported. The Russian news agency TASS similarly quoted Xi as saying there exists an imperative for the continuation of centuries-long friendship between the two peoples and a mandatory choice to make new achievements in terms of the prosperity and revival of our countries. This responds to the call of our time for protecting international justice and promoting reform of the global governance system, he asserted. Reports on Xi's comments did not include any direct mention of the United States or President Donald Trump, but references to protecting the global multilateral trading system appear to refer to President Trump's project to completely overhaul America's trade relations with the world. The president announced on April 2 a plan to impose tariffs on nearly every American trade partner as the basis for starting bilateral negotiations with these partners to establish trade deals more favorable to the American people. China has been, for nearly a month, the lone holdout around the world in refusing talks with Washington, comparing negotiations on trade to drinking poison. Some reports indicated this week that, after suffering significant economic consequences following President Trump's decision to pause tariffs on all other countries for 90 days but impose tariffs totaling 145% per import on China, the Communist Party is finally ready for talks. Reports have named Vice Premier He Lifeng as the likely leader of discussions, who issued remarks on Wednesday claiming, contrary to extensive evidence, that China's economy is off to a good start so far this year. The Trump tariff plan does not affect Russia. Under former President Joe Biden, the United States almost entirely ended trade with Russia in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine, leaving no meaningful number of goods to tariff. Putin did not directly refer to trade talks, but did celebrate Xi as our main guest at the Victory Day events and applauded Beijing for helping strengthen relations. Our political interaction is strengthening, practical cooperation is deepening, and cultural, humanitarian, exchange, and interregional ties are gaining momentum. Putin was quoted as saying in the Russian propaganda outlet RT, "We are developing our ties for the benefit of both peoples and not against anyone," Putin continued. "Our relations are equal, mutually beneficial, and not opportunistic. The intention to build good neighborliness, strengthen friendship, and expand cooperation is a strategic choice made by Russia and China." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.